On Thursday, Committee of the Whole unanimously voted to approve the annual Feed the Meter campaign to support Food for Learning initiatives through to 2026. Vicky Struthers from the Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation told an impassioned personal story about the importance of meal programs in schools.
Our house had been repoed, and I didn't realize until today when I was telling this story to my two-year-old daughter, I was homeless. My parents, my dad was out of work, he was laid off. He was one of the many that were laid off from General Motors, and my mom, working as hard as she could, still couldn't make up enough funds to support our household. So for a very short time, I was homeless, and I was living at my sister's house. She had just been married, and she had a very small townhouse, and we crammed in until we could find affordable housing. And I'm not getting onto that topic today, but even in 2001, it was an issue. So we had to relocate to a town that I was very reluctant to move to. For context, I lived in Brighton, we moved to Trenton, because that's where affordable housing was at the time. And the one thing that I realized today when I was telling this story to my daughter was that the one thing that I had that was constant during all of that chaotic time in my life was Breakfast Club. I got to go to school and have a warm meal. And back then, the nutrition guidelines weren't as strict as they are now, so I remember having orange slices and Cheese Whiz on toast, which we don't see Cheese Whiz anymore in our schools, but needless to say, what I had was something that was safe and consistent.
2023 will be the 15th anniversary of the Feed the Meter campaign, which has so far supported Food for Learning in 7 local schools. The campaign will run for the month of December in downtown Picton. Last year, it raised nearly $5,000, which contributed to the Food for Learning's overall 95,000 meals and snacks served to students in total. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.